According to the responses filed Tuesday morning, Chilista CEO Andrew Guy is the kind of person who rewards people who stay loyal to him and ruins people who don't. The corporation's latest power struggle can be traced back to August 2017, when a woman who was trying to sell her company to Chilista accused an unnamed Chilista employee of sexually harassing her. In his response Tuesday morning, Wayne Dawn's attorney, Brewster Jamison, didn't say who that employee is. But he does say that the man was a high-ranking Chilista official, that he was CEO Andrew Guy's, quote, most trusted advisor, and that he'd sexually harassed women before. The response filed Tuesday says the advisor played a key role in helping Andrew Guy hold onto power in 2012, when Chilista's board of directors voted to put Guy on administrative leave. At that time, the advisor relentlessly campaigned for Guy on Facebook and messaged hundreds of shareholders to shore up Guy's support. Dawn's attorney Jamison knows about this because the advisor bragged about it to the woman he was sexually harassing. In an email that he sent to the woman last summer, which was included in the lawsuit response, the advisor added that he had to delete, quote, dozens of public Facebook posts after Andrew Guy was successfully reinstated as CEO in 2012. Women at Chilista repeatedly accused Guy's advisor of sexual harassment. The lawsuit response lays out a list. In 2014, the advisor was disciplined for making inappropriate comments to a woman he worked with. In 2015, he was disciplined for making comments again and for taking credit for a female employee's work. The next year, he was inappropriate with an intern and disciplined for uncomfortably, quote, watching a woman in his office. According to Jamison's response, these incidents are well documented in the advisor's personnel file, and CEO Andrew Guy was allegedly aware of them all. So, when a woman who was trying to sell her company to Chilista claimed that Guy's advisor had sexually harassed her too, Jamison says that Andrew Guy should not have been surprised by this. In a phone call on August 29, 2017, the woman told Guy that his advisor had sent her over 1,100 text messages in a month and had shown up at her home in Colorado, even after she told him to stay away from her. Guy apologized to the woman for her experience and selected Chilista's business development director, Jim St. George, to be her new point of contact for any further business negotiations. What he didn't do, says Jamison, is report the woman's complaint to Chilista's human resources department. And that's what Chilista's code of conduct says he was supposed to do. Instead, the lawsuit response says Guy and his advisor carried on as usual. They went on a hunting trip together. They flew to Washington, D.C. together, where they met with U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, and Congressman Don Young. At some point, the woman's new point of contact at Chilista, Jim St. George, found out about the sexual harassment she'd experienced and reported it to Human Resources. Chilista's HR director spoke with Andrew Guy about the allegations on October 18, 2017. In a response filed with the court, attorneys representing Sam Fortier claimed that Guy did not share what he knew at that time. He didn't tell Chilista's HR director that he'd already spoken to the woman his advisor had sexually harassed, and he didn't provide the director with the notes he had taken from that conversation. Chilista launched an investigation into the advisor's behavior and ultimately fired him. And after that happened, Chilista claims that Wayne Dawn, who chaired its board of directors at the time, used that investigation to his advantage in a self-serving, failed coup against CEO Andrew Guy. But Dawn's lawyer Jamison argues that Dawn was disturbed by Guy's behavior and was in his rights as chairman to raise concerns about it. Guy's failure to act on the woman's sexual harassment complaints, Jamison argues, was morally wrong, legally wrong, and a serious failure in leadership. Jamison further alleges that Chilista's investigation into Dawn's alleged misconduct was politically motivated, fundamentally flawed, and an illegal attempt to sway Chilista's upcoming board election in Guy's favor. The overall message, he writes, is clear. You had better not cross Andrew Guy and the directors supporting him, because if you do, they will use all of Chilista's resources to come after you. Chilista has yet to respond to these latest allegations. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.